Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, the Padres are back home at Petco Park, a fact that our host Jesse Agler is almost as excited about as he is his co-host today.
Gar is a fun person to talk to. That is correct.
The Gar he speaks of is Gar Reines, who's not just fun to talk to, but he gives great analogies.
Your hair from high school till now, very similar. My hair from high school to now, the difference between the Padres last year and the Padres this year.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Gar Reines.
Welcome to Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. We're live at the AMR studio at Petco Park, and oh my goodness, Beer Fest out at the park at the park. That is a lot of people, and it's going to be even more. We should track this, Gar.
Yes.
So if you're watching on television on Fox Sports San Diego or on the internet at padres.com/social hour, right now you have a shot, you are looking live, Brent Musburger's shot of the park at the park and Beer Fest. So the thing opened 31 minutes ago. Now, and then in an hour or so, 45 minutes, we'll check back and we'll see how much more crazy it is out there.
Younger people would have said, "We are live," would be Ryan Seacrest. But you go old school enough to know that Brent Musburger really did come up with
that. I'm not big on the American Idol. I don't get too far into it. You a big Idol guy?
Oh,
favorite?
I'm a huge singer, you can tell by my face.
No. you like Seacrest?
I was stunned to find out how young he was.
How young is he?
Is he 40 yet? He came to power, we'll call it, in mid-20s. And
really?
Usually you know the name of someone's dad if they come to prominence in their mid-20s.
Yes.
And I did not know his dad's name. Maybe Daryl Seacrest?
Daryl. I think it's Ralph.
Maybe it's a stage name. Maybe it's Tim Schwartz.
All right. Before you just pull me completely off track, we got a lot to talk about, man. Hey, the Dodgers are here this weekend, and first place is on the line. And now, the standings on April 24th, 25th, and 26th, which would be today in the next 2 days. All right, you're not going to go too crazy over the standings.
Really? Because we will if we're in San Diego.
Okay.
Because we've had...
Like, we deserve this, right? That's what my question was going to be to you. Like, we're allowed to go crazy over the standings, right?
Yeah, we don't have 10 wins sometimes in all of April. And we still have a week left. Like, let's break an all-time April record for wins.
Okay.
Jesse, it's up to you.
I've got no say in it whatsoever. Wins and losses. By the way, Yonder Alonso will be here next segment, and we'll talk to him about stats. And
which his are good this year.
He's hitting .400.
Yeah.
Literally. His batting average coming into the game tonight, when Yonder Alonso is introduced for the first time tonight, whether you're watching on television or you're on the big video board here at the ballpark, yeah, give me a little Yonder Alonso, it will say under batting average, .400. He's literally hitting .400, and it's not some small amount of it. He's over 50 at-bats.
And he's hitting the ball to left field. He's hitting the ball to right field. He's hitting deep. He's not really bunting, but he's doing everything you can do on a baseball field.
Yeah, so Yonder Alonso will be here next segment. Got a couple of roster moves to tell you about. We'll do that. Real quick, though, I kind of want to talk a little bit about yesterday's game in Denver, a 2-1 defeat for the Padres. It was kind of a frustrating way to end the trip, but still, you go 4-3, you go to Chicago and Colorado, and if you would have asked me before the first game at Wrigley, will you take 4-3, I would have said, absolutely, sign me up. But then when you drop the last two, it feels a little bit different.
Let's go big picture.
Okay.
They have not had a winning road trip of 7 games or more, certainly in the last 4 years.
It's happened at some point, but not enough of them, not nearly enough.
But you were a small child in a fishing village off the coast of Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it has not happened recently.
Okay.
And so I think with the Padres, what we need to do this year is go big picture. Is that if, you know, Justin Upton's going to have 5 RBIs in one game and then none for the next 6 games. But big picture, okay, he had 5 RBIs this month. We just got to keep getting singles. We have the most runs. We have the best batting average in the NL. Like, let's go big picture. We just went 4-3 on a road trip. And we just lost last two, so, hey, we're due.
Okay.
We're due for a win tonight.
I like that. So you're being optimistic, zoom-out guy.
I'm being glass. I think the glass is so huge and full this year for the Padres.
Okay.
Did you hear what I just said? Leading the NL in runs.
Yeah, no, it's crazy to think about it.
We couldn't go down 2-0, 3-0 last year and had any shot.
A little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it different.
Now we can score four runs in the ninth.
Well, the cool thing is, and we'll talk to Yonder about this, is that, you know, he is, like we said, hitting 400. He goes 3-for-3 yesterday with the walk. He drives in what ended up being the only run of the game. But you're not looking to a guy like him or to a guy like Jerko the way you were maybe last year or the year before. And that's why I have all the patience in the world when it comes to Jed Jerko. Let him fight out of this thing. Now, is he going to start every day? No, and he's not starting tonight. But I don't mind him trying to work his way through this in the starting lineup because there's enough other guys that are capable of contributing offensively to allow him that opportunity. It's been fun to watch because of all that kind of thing.
But as options. And if your backup is going to be hitting fourth, it's going to be the cleanup hitter, like, because he's swinging the hot bat, Solarte's going to play. As a Padre fan, we want options. If someone goes down for an injury, I mean, with the way that Will Venable plays, he is a fantastic reserve. I mean, he could start on some team. So the fact that he's able to come in, play well in a backup role, even if one of our big horses has a quad injury, mm-hmm. great. We can sustain it.
You're comfortable with it.
We were, you know, Reimer Liriano. We were pulling up guys from AAA, from AA, because we didn't have the bandwidth to actually.
Well, you're still going to be pulling up guys from AAA and AA, but it's going to be a different class of guys, which sort of leads me right into today's roster move. That was very professionally done by you. It is time for the AMR injury report.
Oh no.
We've got the AMR injury report. Sean Kelly. The relief pitcher has been placed on the 15-day disabled list. He has a left quad strain, and the corresponding roster move is that Quack is back.
Quack is back.
You see what I did there? Kevin Quackenbush has been recalled from AAA El Paso, a guy that I think we really thought was going to make the opening day roster. That Kimbrel trade happened. Some things got shuffled around. So he began the year with the Chihuahuas. And now Kevin Quackenbush, I saw him. I shook his hand during batting practice. He is here. And Kevin Quackenbush, a guy that is a big-time fan favorite, not just because of the name and the quacking when he comes in, but because of, yes, the beard. But also he was really, really good last year as a pitcher.
I thought he was going to be the closer.
A lot of people did. How crazy is that?
I mean, how crazy that you just said Chihuahuas and Quackenbush without cracking a smile even.
Right.
Like, that's funny by itself.
You like the names that we're throwing around? Is that what you're saying?
His just name and the Chihuahua. We have a team called the Chihuahuas.
The El Paso Chihuahuas. They got great gear, man. Right here in the team store, just up the little ramp from here, there's some really good Chihuahuas gear. You know how the Padres have the swinging fryer?
Yeah.
They've got a swinging Chihuahua, and the bat is a bone, a dog bone.
That makes perfect sense.
It's beautiful. That place, by the way, if you're into minor league baseball, everybody has said it's just incredible. Incredible. The ballpark, brand new downtown ballpark last year.
When they've seemed to have had interesting players when they, like Frank Coor.
He was a big deal.
Jason Lane kind of made his comeback through those.
Cody Decker is a big fan favorite there, a friend of ours. So that's the one other note for the AMR injury report, by the way.
Yeah.
Ian Kennedy is expected to be activated off the disabled list tomorrow. So there will be another roster move tomorrow to correspond with that, but he'll start tomorrow's game against these Dodgers. How about that?
I like that there's only been one injury.
Well, two.
To the starting rotation.
Okay, to the starting rotation. I see what you did there. All right, that's the AMR injury report. American Medical Response is the emergency medical team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amrsandiego.com.
You're prophetic. There are more people. If you are looking at our screen, there are more people there than there were 7 minutes ago.
Well, that's kind of what we expected. Let me ask you about a guy. You know, there are thorn in the side guys for teams. Like that first series against the Dodgers, you would say Adrian Gonzalez was a little bit of a thorn in the side. Corey Dickerson, the last couple of days in Colorado, a thorn in the Padres' side. Three home runs in two games, including what turned out to be the game winner yesterday. It happens, right? That kind of thing happens?
Yeah, you geek up for the players that have given you trouble before, and then you just figure Corey Dickerson's not going to be the guy that beats you. So it's too bad because when you lose a game 2-1, you obviously, Tyson Ross, everybody pitched great. It's just you let up one too many runs.
So it was a weird one for Tyson because in the first inning, he has the defense let him down.
Yep.
There's a couple of goofy things that happen, and he walks in a run, which is always a weird one, especially for a guy that's usually got pretty good control. But Tyson, you know, the walks were there yesterday. That was part of the story. But that's it. You know, it's all right. It's a first-inning walk. He throws a lot of pitches, but he settles down, gives up a home run to a good hitter in that ballpark in the fifth inning, a solo shot. No big deal. You just kind of figure, I think, you're going to get more than one most days against the Rockies in Denver. And you didn't yesterday, and it happens, right? I mean, is that sort of a way to look at that?
Yeah, I really feel like we should beat the Rockies every single time. So when it's so, when it's so close, I think those are the ones that'll really bite us here in, you know, September, when we're one game out of the wild card. We're gonna think, oh,
there's always one, right?
Late April, why did we lose those two in a row at Colorado?
Bill Center wrote about this on Padres.com today. He, you know, and he wasn't referencing yesterday's game, but it was just, you know, about that conversation. And he said the 2010 Padres, there's still like an Astros game from that summer that they talk about. You know, and they had to do that one-game playoff with the Rockies.
Yeah,
remember the slide, you know, and Matt Holliday, and he
still,
was out.
He still never touched
the plate. No, never did touch the plate. But, you know, there was a specific game that they kind of felt like they gave away in the middle of the season, and that was the difference.
You know,
and that's why we have that cliche, they all count the same, April, September, whatever.
But I don't get that feeling about this Padres team. I really do think that, again, this is for first place today, that – we're going to keep.
And you're allowing me to be excited about that,
we're
right?
We're going to keep hitting. And remember, we didn't get rid of really any pitchers from last year from an ERA that was so low. I mean, it was like famously low. And,
yeah.
And we just added a bunch of RBIs. And, you know, a lot of people wanted Will Myers to start at first, Sid Alonso. Oh, look what happens when that happens. We put him in center, and Alonso is leading the league in
he's hitting
batting.
400. He's hitting 400. That's all you have to say. Yeah, well, there's more to say, and we'll talk to Yonder about all of that coming up in just a couple of moments. The Padres, by the way, we're sitting here talking about this 2-1 defeat yesterday to the Rockies. I mean, they had their opportunities later on in the game. First and second, two outs in the seventh, Justin Upton pinch hitting. Tough spot. Guys like that, generally, and I don't know, I didn't look up Upton's pinch hitting numbers in his career, but I feel like usually your super-duper star guys, like, you love the idea of them pinch hitting late in games, but it's not what they're used to. It's a different kind of thing. That's anecdotal, not statistical, I admit.
And I've faced 90-mile-an-hour pitching with a hurt quad so little in my life, I'm not sure what the results are or how hurt he really is.
He's good enough to play tonight and to start tonight, which is really the main thing, obviously, with Justin. So that was the situation in the seventh. In the eighth, Corey Spangenberg had a two-out double. He's been hitting the ball really nicely,
by the way,
starting again tonight. So that was, you know, an opportunity there. And look, in the ninth inning, Alonso had the one-out walk. So they did have chances against the Colorado bullpen, but – credit to those guys. Hey, they get paid too, those Rocky pitchers, and they got it done late in the game yesterday. A 2-1 defeat, but a winning road trip for the Padres, and now all the attention gets to turn like a big bus wheel to these Los Angeles Dodgers, the battle for first place this weekend at Petco Park.
And you mentioned it off air. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are just as reeling in their last couple of games. In fact, they lose three straight, all by one, up in
San Francisco.
So they're coming in tail between their legs as well. I mean, it's funny what just happened the last couple of days to set up a first place showdown.
Everything is fluid.
Everything is fluid. Yeah. And like we all thought, you know, 5 years ago, Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers versus Matt Kemp of the Padres.
Yeah, no, that's how you all thought it was going to go.
Huh?
Yeah, no, if I would have said that to you in 2011, you'd have said, oh, yeah.
What world would have had to have happened for that, though?
Pretty crazy. A little bit different. A little bit different this time around for the Dodgers and the Padres. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Yonder Alonso will magically replace Gar Reyness on the couch, and we'll talk to Yonder about his hot start and everything that's been going oh so well for him these first 3 weeks or so of the season. Meanwhile, great weekend series against the Dodgers. Plenty more good baseball coming up here at Petco Park, and you can now get tickets to catch the Padres and the Astros Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Tickets are available at Padres.com or, of course, at the Petco Park box office. You see James Shields right there. It's kind of lined up to be Shields, Ross, and Cashner Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against the Houston Astros. Interleague play against the Astros. That still feels weird to me, and it's been a few years now. But they are an American League team. How about
that? Interleague play.
Against the Houston Astros. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Yonder Alonso right after this. You're watching Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour Friday before the first game of three against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Probably going to be a pretty fun weekend around here. Joined by first baseman Yonder Alonso. We're going to put him on the old Cholula hot seat. You can handle it. Don't worry. So Yonder's with us. Hey, man, unbelievable first couple of weeks for you. You're hitting 400. That I feel like that's a good place to start. You look down, and I know it's, you know, only 50, whatever, 60 at-bats. But, you know, you get to look down at the stat sheet and a 400 batting average. That's a healthy-looking number.
Yeah, I mean, not really looking at the stats or anything like that. You know, for me, it's just taking it one day at a time. You know, just not trying to put any pressure on myself, knowing that you know, we have such a good lineup that if I just do my little part, it's just going to be enough. So for me, it's just getting good at bats, being consistent day in and day out, and honestly, just having Matt and Justin being the leaders of this offense. I mean, I keep saying it and saying it and saying it, but you know, these two guys are obviously guys that have been there before, and they've obviously done a tremendous job throughout the years, obviously in a professional level. And you know, we're gurus, man. I mean, these guys are hours and hours in the cage, or hours and hours watching film, and just going over different scenarios, different things. And you know, anytime you get to hang out with any of those guys, something has to stick, right? And for me, it's just taking it, like I said, one day at a time, being consistent and going out there and enjoying the game and making sure my preparation is good. But, you know, once the game starts, it's just have fun and compete.
You mentioned all those things that Justin and Matt bring. Anything that surprised you? You know, maybe that you thought about these guys and it ends up being completely different?
You know, there's so many things. I think every day I feel like I learn something new from these guys. For me, it's obviously, I think, you know, me hanging around more with Matt, just knowing that the way he takes his work, going about his business, you know, he's such a competitor, student of the game. And for me, I felt like sometimes you get caught up in just the game itself and, you know, the way these guys play the game. But you realize a lot of the things they're able to do is because of, you know, how they study the game. And these guys are just guys that are day in, day out, again, studying. You know, if they're, you know, these guys, once the game's over and you go home, it's not done. I mean, they're out there still looking at film, still doing the things they got to do to prepare themselves for the next day. And, you know, those are things that has, you know, I've kind of added to my thing, just because, you know, these guys want to win, and we sure definitely want to win. So, you know, we have fun. We definitely have a lot of fun. But the preparation part is something that's very special to watch on a daily basis.
It's always neat talking to a guy who's hitting 400. And I know you're not caught up in the stats, and he just wants to talk about what other people are doing and how they're helping. How has it changed for you in the lineup, though? I mean, just sort of game to game.
Well, you know, I've always said it. I don't care where I hit. I don't care. I really don't care. For me, is just doing my part wherever I'm at. You know. But they've definitely helped me, like I said, on the preparation part, obviously. But, you know, even like in the games, man, even game in the middle of the game, they'll say, you know, different things here and there, and just trying to pick up on things. And you know, these guys are, you know, not only them too. I mean, Will Middlebrooks and Myers and, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, these guys, Norris is a very bright guy, Derek, not only from a catching level, but as a hitter. I feel like he can let you know sequences and things like that on opposing pitchers, which is tough. I mean, it's really hard to sometimes, like a guy like Derek, you know, in charge of the whole pitching staff and things like that, going out of his way and making sure other hitters are aware of what that opposing pitcher is doing. So, you know, it's a team concept, it's a team mentality, and I think, you know, all 25 guys have bought in. Everybody has bought in, and when you have 25 guys that buy in, it makes for a pretty fun season.
Yonder Alonso's with us on the Cholula hot seat. You know, you said for you, kind of individually taking an at bat at a time, a game at a time, really trying to stay narrowly focused. What about from a team standpoint? Is there a lot of talk about, hey, this series or this road trip or this homestand?
Pitch to pitch, man.
Yeah.
I think if you get caught up in tomorrow, if you get caught up on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, you know, you're in the your frame of mind is in the wrong place. I mean, I feel like you need to worry about your preparation for right now. And I feel like I'm a hard believer, and I'm a big believer in just worrying about the present, you know, not worrying about your past or your future. For me, I just worry about myself right now and what's going on right now and preparing myself for today. But I think all 25 guys, and including the coaching staff, is feeling the same way. We just worry about today, worry about getting a W any way how, and go from there.
Talk about something you said a moment ago about, you know, getting all 25 guys to buy in. And obviously, I guess it's really more than 25, because you just said the coaches and guys are going to come back and forth, you know, from AAA or whatever. Where does that start? I mean, it doesn't happen every place.
Where does that start? You know, I think it starts early on in spring training, first day of spring. I mean, I feel like, you know, you have to kind of, you know, give your body and your soul and your mind to 25 guys wanting the same thing. I mean, I feel like I'm a – I'm a true believer if we're all pulling the same rope the same way, we're most likely going to win that challenge, right, with another team maybe pulling on different ends or different places. So, you know, we have an opportunity, and I feel like everybody here understands the opportunity and embraces the opportunity. And, you know, once you embrace that and you really challenge yourself on a daily basis, you know, given the opportunity or whatever's in front of you, you take it and you run with it.
You've been here for a few years now, which makes you like one of the guys that's been around for a long time.
I know my girlfriend said that, and she's like, man, you're a veteran. And I was like, chill, you know, I'm 28 years old, but I have been here, yeah.
Yes, so you've seen Petco, you know, you've seen it looking some different ways this year. I know it's only the one homestand so far. What about the atmosphere so far this year?
Oh, man, it's great. It's electric, you know. We were on the road for how many days?
Seven days,
and I was dying to get home. I mean, dying to get home in every aspect of what being home is all about. It's just been great. I mean, the fans are great. The fans are you know, ecstatic, and they're excited for obviously the team we have and the way we've competed and the way we've played. And hopefully it stays like this all year because, you know, it's a true help. It definitely makes us go. It makes us go on a different level at times. And anytime we have our fans behind us, it's great.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Yonder doesn't want to talk about the numbers, which I understand, but I'll talk about them briefly. He could sit there and smile if he likes, or he doesn't have to smile. Six-game hitting streak during which he's hitting 500, 11 for 22.
Man, don't jinx me, man.
No, no jinxes here. This is just good stuff. All right, we'll talk more about it. How about when you're not here? I'll go over all the detailed numbers without Yonder after this break. Real quick, though, as you and I are probably the only two people in San Diego to care about what's happening at Coral Gables this weekend. Miami FSU, big series
Miami
on the
FSU,
diamond.
Miami FSU, it's a special series. Ron Frazier is having a statue. They're going to put a statue of him. So that's very neat and special. And, you know, anytime you got Miami FSU in any contest, any sport, it's always a good one.
Two of the top teams in the nation this year, college baseball. Always good to catch up with you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. No problem.
We'll go over all those really exciting Yonder Alonso numbers after this when he is no longer sitting. He can close his ears and pretend like it's not happening. All right, that's Yonder Alonso on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. One more thing before we take a break. I want to remind you that as your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. More Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park right after this.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to Petco Park, Padres Social Hour. Padres, Dodgers, oh my goodness, Beer Fest.
More people.
Even
more.
More
people.
We were prophetic in what we said earlier, that as we got closer to first pitch, there would be more people at Beer Fest. It's a great time, man. If you haven't done one of the Beer Fests at Petco, it's good. You know, there's a lot of good beer out there. It's just a fun part of the deal here. You got your game ticket, you're in. That's it. Nothing extra. And it's like $5 a beer. They got cool national, local breweries, all the good stuff. All the good stuff at Beer Fest. We're back in the AMR studio now. You are Gar Reines.
You are Jesse Agler.
Thank you.
Together,
we are
Padres Social Hour.
Nicely done. Hey, Yonder Alonso was just here. He wanted no part of me talking about his numbers, but I'll throw some stuff. Now that he's no longer here, I'll throw it out there. Six-game hitting streak for Alonso, during which he's 11 for 22. That's 500. And overall this season, the guy's hitting 400. Other Padres to be at 400 or better after 17 games in a season?
Let me guess.
Well, the one's very easy, but go ahead.
Well, it's obvious. Ryan Klesko.
No, actually, he never did it. Yeah. I see what you
okay.
did. That's the old bait and switch.
So
you set me up.
Culio Varas.
Q did not do it. Tony Gwynn did it five times.
Tony Gwynn?
Yeah, if you can believe it. He was at or above 500 five times through 17 games. Only two other guys have ever done it, though. Wally Joyner and Dave Winfield. So
Whoa. It's
now Yonder Alonso, Dave Winfield, Wally Joyner, and Tony Gwynn to be at or above 400 this deep into a season in Padre history.
Wow.
That's like a real accomplishment. And again, he didn't want to hear it. He's knocking on wood, and I get it. Baseball players, superstition. Don't change anything, Yonder. It's working. But that's like sensational, man. That's hats off to this guy. And he's a dude that, you know, has not been healthy for a couple of years. And he was one of those guys that was really easy to say, hey, when he's healthy, we know what he can do. Now he's healthy. Now he's in this lineup. And he did not shy away from crediting being in the same lineup as Kemp and Upton as to being part of his success this year.
The five guys that are in front of him a bunch this year were all not on the team last year. So he has gotten a new look and a new attitude. And I just love the fact that he mentioned how much the other guys, the new guys, bring to the table. You know, they didn't rest on their past successes. They said, all right, we gotta do things the right way. We have to hit extra in the cages. I love that he said that these guys are spending so much time in the cages, because I feel like that stuff is so infectious, that if the stars are getting here early. I mean, Tony Gwynn hit off the tee so often. I'm pitching to the 6 to 9 year old girl softball team that I coach, and even when we set up the tee the first couple practices, I felt like, oh, okay, now they've done that. And I remember one of the other coaches was like, Tony Gwynn would hit like 1,000 balls off the tee. He would hit 100 each day, and he was Tony Gwynn. Certainly, 8-year-old girls can do it too. I mean, yeah. Like, you can learn from that. And so
it's
for
the
Alonzo,
most basic, like, hitting principle, guiding, teaching, whatever.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, and I'm lucky that I get to be here every day, so I get to see the guys who work before batting practice and do certain things. And they are literally doing drills, whether it's in the cage or whether it's in the field, that, like you said, you do with, like, a kid's team, softball, baseball, whatever. Some of those principles and fundamentals, they're the same when you're 7 as when you're 27, when you're an all-star, and it's repetitions and at-bats and work. It's crazy.
You're here so much. You get here in the morning and you leave late at night. Who have you seen that where you were kind of surprised? Like, holy smokes, this guy's here at 11 o'clock.
Well, I think what Yonder was talking about, I mean, like Kemp and Upton, they work their butts off. Yeah. They are the two of the hardest working guys on this team. And so, like Yonder said, everybody's going to keep up with that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be the guy that starts after Kemp and Upton. And that's the sort of impact those guys can have. And it makes me think of something that, you know, we talked about with A.J. Preller while all of the craziness was going on and all the trades and all the moves. And I think we even discussed it with him in spring training. He is not just interested in acquiring guys that have talent or who have talent. Obviously, that's a big part of it. But he wants to know about guys.
Yeah.
He and Don Welke and Logan White and their staff, they get so deep into finding out about the guys they are thinking about acquiring from an off-field perspective. What kind of dude is he with the media? How is he with his teammates? What's he like in the clubhouse? What kind of example is he setting? Is he a vocal leader? Is he a lead-by-example guy? Because they want the right mix of all of those things. And I think that's sort of the undertold story of what A.J. Preller has accomplished here, because it's so easy to talk about the dramatic on-field difference, obviously. But he wasn't just going out and acquiring random dude A, random dude B. There was a method to all of this, and the most recent example was with Kimbrel. You know, the day before the season started, he said, yeah, I went to talk to Justin Upton. I wanted to know about Craig Kimbrel.
Yeah.
Before we finalized that deal, I wanted to know a little bit more about him, and he went and talked to one of his former teammates, Justin Upton. I think that stuff is so cool because it shows you the key difference maybe between our fantasy teams and putting it together and having it actually work on the field.
No, 100% you're correct. That fantasy is now – what we all think of when we think of Preller putting together a team. We think, oh, well, this many RBIs at this – oh, great. Well, this will mean – in fact, how often does a team in any sport win a title and then make an upgrade in the offseason and the announcers inevitably will say, you know what? This year what's scary is they're going to be even better.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how do you get better than winning the World Series?
No, you don't.
And by the way, there's always like a magic potion where a bunch of guys play better because there's not the big slugger there to hit the 3-run homer. So inevitably, the Giants lose Tiki Barber, aren't sure what to do. What happens next year? He retires, they win it all.
Bill Simmons, I believe, calls it the Ewing theory or the Ewing effect,
that's
something
right.
Like that.
When Ewing went out, and then Sprewell and the Knicks went from an 8 seed all the way to the
finals. Now, I don't think they ever won a title, but the point remains that sometimes there's an addition by subtraction thing that takes
You're
place.
Saying it's surprising that T. Martin was the only Tennessee Volunteer that was able to beat Florida? Peyton Manning couldn't do it?
Yeah.
It's
crazy,
you know,
right?
I completely agree. And that's why I feel like what A.J. Preller does is he put together actually a pretty good fantasy lineup as well, but felt like all the moving parts, that there was enough substance to these guys where they were going to be good role models. And I feel like, hey, listen, 10-7, it's working. At least it's working that Alonzo's of the world are hitting 400 and noticing and picking up on the cues. Oh, my gosh, these guys – have every right to kind of coast right now, feel slighted by a trade, or they're already – they've made a lot of money, but they're here and they're working hard. How much harder should Spangenberg work?
Yeah.
If Upton's working hard.
And that's what Yonder was saying. It's top-to-bottom buy-in, and that's a cool thing to hear. All right, we got a bunch of good Twitter stuff coming in. We got to take a break, so we'll get to that. Afterwards, Gar Reines is here. Thanks to Yonder Alonso for stopping by. Remember, if you want to join the conversation on Twitter, you can use the hashtag PadresSH. It's a very simple, straightforward sort of operation. And there you are. And PadresSH is the Twitter hashtag. You can also chat online at Padres.com/social hour. The big roster move today, of course, Kevin Quackenbush is back. Sean Kelly placed on the 15-day disabled list. For all Padre home games, San Diego County first responders receive special pricing on tickets through verification by GovX. 25% off all tickets all season long. More info and tickets at Padres.com/first responder. Padres.com/first responder. No messing around at Beer Fest. They're having a good time out of the park at the park. We'll take a break, come back, and get to your Twitter questions and comments right after this. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. It is Friday, April 24th. This is the AMR studio, and the Dodgers are in town for three. First place on the line, Gar Reines.
The hated ones.
One of the hated Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are here, man. The Dodgers are here tonight. Andrew Cashner and Zach Greinke. Second start of the year at home for Cashner. Second start of the year against the Dodgers. For Cashner, the memorable part, sadly, unfortunately, whatever, about the first one were the Adrian Gonzalez home runs. We got some Adrian Gonzalez questions coming up. We'll get to those. Want to hit some Twitter stuff, though. We start with Sonia and Dorian. They want to comment on the Yonder Alonso interview from a few minutes ago. They say, I think the bigger bats in the lineup have taken the pressure off Yonder and allowed him to relax and do his thing. That's certainly some of the sense we got from hearing from him there.
Absolutely. I think when they're hitting 6th, 7th, 8th, some guys take it as a slight. Other people are like, this is awesome, I'm in the lineup. By the way, come to find out you have more runners on base when the good batters get on base. You get more RBIs, you get more fastballs, you get more pitchers worried about base runners. It snowballs.
It's like that movie, Everything is Awesome. Like, you know, when you're up there and all of a sudden instead of base is empty, two outs, and it's like two on, one out, oh, man. That's awesome. Like, you know, and that's been a lot more of it. The number of runners in scoring position this year, to say nothing of the hits with runners in scoring position this year, both those numbers just way up from last season.
I could be off by one run, but I think we've scored 85 runs.
It's a lot of runs.
It's the most.
It's all of them against the rest of baseball. It's crazy.
And that movie called Everything is Awesome?
No, it's not called the
movie. Is their hit song called Lego Movie?
Yeah, exactly. Padres W on Twitter, he says, Benny, I know I'm looking way ahead, all caps, but I'm thinking it'll take 95 wins to take the West, too high or too low. All right, Gar, he says, to heck with the steamer projections and the zips. He's just, he's going from the gut. Benny thinks 95 to win the West.
You know, the Rockies and the Diamondbacks and the Giants all showed me something in the last week, so...
Meaning they're going to pester the Padres
and
the Dodgers?
I would have said yes a week ago.
Okay.
And I think this could be one of those seasons where, strangely, 93 wins it because there's also
you'll
a 90-win team, an 88-win team, an 87-win team because I don't think the Rockies are just going to win 61 games.
So you think the Rockies and the Diamondbacks probably better than we might have expected, which will cut into the win total for the team at the top of the division?
For sure, especially if the Diamondbacks pitch like they have off and on during the year.
I agree with you. I would say less than 95, and 100% with you. I don't know that I would have said that 2 weeks ago.
And there's so few teams that win that many.
That's a good point.
Usually there's like the Nationals get to 100 wins or the Angels, but then no one else does.
And then they crap out in the playoffs. Kind of the funny thing, too. The really obvious example, I guess, is that Mariner team. They won, what, 116?
Yeah.
And that was it. You know, and I'd rather be the 88-win team that, you know, backs into a wild card spot and then gets hot. Like, you know, the two World Series teams from last year, like that. Yeah. That's what I'm interested in. That's what I desire.
The Marlins have still never won the division, and they've won two World Series.
Correct. They've never lost a playoff series, and they've also never won their division.
They are amazing or horrible.
Pretty much. All right, next one from Eddie. Here we go. I think this is pretty much the main question tonight. How many at-bats will Adrian Gonzalez get before the Padres just start walking him so we don't have a repeat performance from the opening series. I was encouraged, and maybe that's not the right word, but I was happy. No, also not the right word. Relieved to see Adrian Gonzalez continue to hit the way he did against the Padres. Like, since then, he hasn't really slowed down. He's locked in, man. He's locked in. How do you approach this? Forget Cashner. If you're just the Padres as a team, how are you? Are you giving him anything tonight?
Well, it's funny you say that. Did you hear what he said about his approach? Because obviously he doesn't know the Padre pitchers, but he knows the Padres pitching coach.
Darren Balsley.
Right. And so he said
– he knows the philosophy.
He knows that they're going to try to pound him down and with fastballs. And so he's just sitting there and saying, all right, Cashner's going to try to throw at 98 miles an hour past me and sort of low. And he did it three times in a row. Homer, homer, homer. And by the way, my daughter and I were there for that game.
So are you considering yourselves bad luck charms? Because if that's the case, you and May are free to leave right now.
I'm saying
that, drive back home.
That one of my daughters has seen every Cashner versus Agon at bat this year.
Yeah.
And it continues tonight.
Well, hopefully it goes the other way.
Or maybe like a change up on the outside corner.
It's got to be a different, right? It's going to be different from Cashner. It's got like, right?
Like 98 and straight, that worked in your high school. But it does not work in the major leagues.
When but he's not usually – that's not usually his M.O. He loves the two-seamer, and that's what was it. I don't know if it was a two-seamer and it maybe just, you know, was left up a little bit.
To be honest, I was more frustrated by the bases-loaded walk to Brandon McCarthy that game than the three fast pitches where he tried to sneak it by Agon.
That's part of the deal, too, is it's easy to talk about Cashner giving up those three home runs, but, like, you absolutely have to say Adrian Knight, like, that was impressive. You know, I mean, there's credit that goes to the hitter right there. There are plenty of fastballs over the plate at 96 or 98 or 92 in a given game. Very rarely are they hit into the seats.
By the way, since that game, he's given up the same number of earned runs as you have.
Correct. None.
None.
Zero. I've got a pristine ERA so far this year.
you have
0.00.
You have not lost a game in decades.
No, it's been forever. My home run total, a little low.
Since JV?
I pitched one game in my life. It was a really, really bad, like, little league team, like at, like, 11 or 12 years old.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, you're going to pitch opening day. And I was like, I'm not a pitcher. They're like, yeah, just go ahead. And it's terrible. I can't pitch. Like, I never – that was never my thing. I never pitched a day in my life until they just threw me out there the one game.
Well, you're a great announcer.
Yeah. Well, that's
– and I think you're actually going to do television soon.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against Los Astros.
Los Astros.
Yeah.
Have that thick accent.
You know what's an interesting thing the Astros are doing? And I hate to digress.
Switching leagues?
Well, yeah, that. Still annoyed. I want to give the Rockies to the American League. That's something I've said before. I want them out of the National League. I think they can be the extra team in the American League. And then we don't have to have interleague play all the time. And then we don't have to go to freaking Denver three times a year.
Yeah.
I love Denver, the city. Great ballpark. Beautiful place. I don't like the baseball that's played there. I feel like it belongs in the American League. That's a separate tangent.
I don't like the airport being an hour away from the
actual another
city.
One, man. Yeah.
They just should make it bigger.
They got like 11 runways, but it's 45 miles outside of the city. Third tangent. I don't even remember the first tangent now. What were we talking about?
You were talking about moving the Rockies, but the exciting news
the Astros.
Is the Astros.
The Astros this year are celebrating their 50th anniversary, but they started in 1962.
Colt 45s.
Correct. So they're celebrating their 50th anniversary as the Astros. Which is like, like they changed their name.
Is this like the 10th anniversary of Petco Park?
That was last year.
Kind of thing? All right.
No, that's a legitimate, you know, big thing to celebrate here. But like the Astros did a 50th anniversary
of the Astros
a couple of years ago, I guess in 2012, for the 50th anniversary of the franchise.
Oh.
And now they're doing another one like 3 years later, 50th anniversary of the Astros.
I'm okay.
By the way, drive-by picture just now. She tried to be real slick about it going up the ramp. We saw you. All right, we got to take a break. We got more. We were trying to talk there about pitching.
Well, 2 years
Adrian
ago
Gonzalez.
Was the 50th anniversary of the Houston professional team that's in Houston. And, Jesse, that's too wordy.
All right,
I'm okay with them going with the Astros.
All right, that's a whole other thing. No Astros tonight.
And by the way, what a 50-year run for the Astros.
They've made it to one World Series.
Barely.
Yeah, lost to the White Sox.
And I went to two of those games in Chicago.
Great to know. Hey, join the Padres and the Baseball Tomorrow Fund.
Great to know.
To help youth baseball and softball programs on May 3rd and May 17th. Bring new or used equipment to Petco Park to donate. We'll take a break. More from the AMR Studios with Gar Reines. Tangents galore as we continue.
You want some Padres talk?
We've got that.
Padres Social Hour returns now. Presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park with Gar Reines, a.k.a. Batting Stance Guy. Hey, how about that beer fest?
Now people are excited about the game. But you called it, Jesse. You said they will be many people in the place.
I had a vision. Here's a dated reference. We're a little Karnak because I got the card. A little Karnak moment where I said it's going to be packed at Beer Fest. We're having a good time out there, man.
Let's go Karnak and let's go road trip. So Karnak was still on the air when Chris Bryant was born.
Wow.
For about a month. There was like a month.
And Addison Russell.
Right,
I think
Addison Russell
was born in like 2007. Is that correct?
He was 8 years old? He was born on Thursday of last week.
It's unbelievable. 94, really.
Odor of the Rangers was also 94.
Rognet.
And
his brother, also Rognet. They have the same name. He and his brother. George Foreman.
George Foreman. Only pitcher with three losses in a World Series.
There you go.
81.
There you go. 81 World Series.
94 also. Nancy Kerrigan, Jeff Galluli. That's how recent major leaguers.
That was the Lillehammer Olympics.
Yes.
You remember the Lillehammer game?
I mean, you have fine
memories of the Lillehammer Olympics?
When Galluli, Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, when all that happened, there were multiple major leaguers being born.
Yeah.
In fact, A.J. Preller was 5 years away at that point, away from rooming with John Daniels at Cornell.
They hadn't even gotten there. He's like in middle school. He's in junior high. Crazy. Hey, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup for the Padres. First of three against the Dodgers. Starting lineup presented by United, proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United, fly the friendly skies. All right, Myers leading off in center, no surprise there. Corey Spangenberg getting another start. He'll be at second base batting second. Kemp, Upton, Alonso after that. Norris, Middlebrooks, and Alexi Amarista, shortstop Cashner, who will get a hit tonight, by the way. There's a prediction, Karnak, for you. Andrew Cashner will get a hit tonight.
Do you like Norris too, or do you like Spangenberg?
I like the idea of Spangenberg at the top. He's hitting the ball really nicely right now. He's got some of that speed spark plug thing going on. He's getting on base. So I like it because of how he's going right now. I want to see more of Alonso in the two hole, just out of a curiosity. But I also understand Buddy Black right now. It's working really, really well for Yonder, kind of at the 5-6 range.
Yeah.
So don't mess with it. There's no reason to goof around. Right?
Again, the National League leading in runs, San Diego Padres.
You like the way that sounds, don't you?
Well, I don't. Did we score 85 runs last year total?
Yeah, it's a very funny joke. Yeah, it has been made before. All those jokes have been made. Oh, the Padres have scored more runs this April than they did all of last season.
Do all people telling jokes about the Padres hitting last year speak in an older 80-year-old Jimmy Stewart type accent?
It wasn't Jimmy Stewart. Well, you say it now. Gar is here, which means the show's off the tracks. Hey, tomorrow we're going to debut. Speaking of off the tracks, we got a very special new segment on tomorrow's show.
I can't wait.
It's going to be something we've never done before.
Let me guess. Name that tune.
No. Oh. But you're close. No, you're not really close.
Name that Spangenberg.
Blooper, are you excited about the new segment tomorrow? That's good. His microphone doesn't work.
All right. He's trying
can't
to.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Good job.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey,
does it have anything to do with Cholula?
No. We had the Cholula hot seat. That was already done. Yonder was on the Cholula hot seat.
Cholula 2 electric boogaloo.
If they want it, they can have it. We'll see. All right. He says we got to go to break. Are you looking for paradise? Who's not? Maui Waui Hawaiian presents delicious made-to-order fresh fruit smoothies as well as adult beverage smoothies. Visit the new Maui Waui locations inside Petco at the Park at the Park or on the Mercado behind home plate. Also located in Oceanside, Camp Pendleton, and Temecula. Beer Fest, full swing in the Park at the Park tonight. Great time. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves and doing so responsibly out there. About 40 minutes away from first pitch. Padres and the Dodgers. Going to be a fun weekend at Petco Park. We wrap up Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines right after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines with batting stance guy, Gar Reines. I'm Jesse Agler. Kyle wants to know in our closing moments here, MVP so far for the Padres. I don't like MVP, but I will say player of the month. Who would you nominate for player of the month here in April?
This is the easiest question we've got today.
Okay.
A.J. Preller.
Oh, I see what you did there.
A.J. Preller.
I would vote for, I haven't looked at any numbers, maybe Will Myers, maybe Derek Norris. The cool thing is, a lot of good options. Hey, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging out.
You're fun, Jesse.
You're the best. Hey, we'll do another social hour tomorrow at 4:30. Enjoy the game, everybody. Padres and Dodgers.